You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Personalization isn't just right message, right person, right time. Your customers also want you to speak in the right language. And that means knowing their culture, nuance, what not to say. When you do it, well, your customers feel understood and stay engaged. We talk with PaySend, a fast-growing fintech app that localizes content and marketing in 15 languages to serve 4.5 million registered users across 70-plus countries. All this and more in episode number 443. Welcome to Mobile Presence, your destination for everything mobile. I'm your host, as always, Peggy Ann Saltz, mobile analyst, tech consultant, senior Forbes writer, and founder of Mobile Groove. Today, bringing you Reimagine Growth, a special mini-series on retention marketing powered by CleverTap, the leading customer engagement and retention platform, helping brands maximize user lifetime value. Over 10,000 apps from major consumer brands, including Vodafone, Sony, Mercedes-Benz.io, Carousel, and Gojek, rely on CleverTap. And as I said, this is the mini-series. This is where we look at retention marketing, and an area to focus on is fintech and finance apps. Why? Because they are booming. They are hitting new records. App Annie, for example, reports app downloads totaled a massive 4.6 billion in 2020. That's a huge number, but think about it differently. That outpaced all downloads across all categories of apps by a factor of two. Time spent in finance apps also off the charts, increasing by 45%. Over the previous year. So a massive market, massive opportunity. But what does it take to turn users into loyal users? Well, we're going to find out because my guest is an expert marketer with invaluable lessons and learnings to share. He's chalked up more than 15 years of experience in high-tech companies in Russia and Southeast Asia, where he's executed marketing and or product development at a variety of payment and e-money players in this exciting space. He's working at PaySend, a global fintech company on a mission to change how money is moved around the world. Arkady Glazov, product marketing at PaySend. Great to have you here on Reimagine Growth. We talk about money being mobile, money being global. Where are you actually based?
I'm personally based in Moscow, but you see my colleagues and team members are located all over the world, actually in Britain, Canada, India, Vietnam, and so many other countries. Mm-hmm. We have offices all over the world, so we are really a global company. We have offices in the States, in Canada, in Great Britain, Russia, started okay. in Singapore, going to start in a few other countries as well.
Tell me a little bit about PaySend. We do know by your mission what you offer, but tell me about what PaySend offers or a little bit more about the footprint, because you're growing your audience as well.
Yeah, and by then we have over 4.5 million registered clients. We are partnering with MasterCard, Visa, China Union Pay, Alipay, and other systems, including local system. Our main product is Paysend Transfer. We are providing online transfers to clients from 70 different clients and countries. And these clients could send money to over 120 different countries.
There's a lot going on, and all the more important to make certain you are speaking to your users, understanding your users in the proper context. That's got a lot to do with language, right? You're translated into 15 languages, probably more to come. Tell me a little bit about how you approach localization. It's a big part of personalization. How do you approach it? Where does it sit in your strategy and your priorities?
Okay. Localization is very important. You should think globally, but act locally. It's very important to provide local languages in different regions. A few weeks ago, we would add Vietnamese, for instance. A part of it, very important to have local money delivery methods. For instance, in Africa, so we have hundreds of IT integrations with partners all over the world, and all these integrations should be monitored. Another important thing, demand and localization, is marketing. I'm here sitting in Moscow, I have no idea how to reach customers from Vietnam living in the United States, for instance. You should have ability to speak this language and understand the culture. That's needed for effective marketing communication, in my opinion.
So really, marketing needs to be local in the sense that even hire people who are local, who understand language, understand the culture. In other words, this is not something, and I hear this often from marketers, this is not just you can use it, but you shouldn't rely solely on something like Google Translate. You really need to have the local talent. What is the biggest thing marketers need to get when they're approaching localization? Is there a shortcut? Is there tools, tech, something you can recommend to say, hey, if you're going to deal with a global audience, this is one way to do it without literally extending your budget, knocking yourself out. You do this on limited resources.
So in my opinion, in order to start in new market, in new country, you should act like a startup. You should try things, test things, and scale the most effective ones. You cannot approach markets with just a global and central marketing actions. You should carefully and work together with local people using local languages, local cultures, local partners. In order to be effective.
So you are focused on retention at Paysend. I'd like to just zoom in on that a bit. What does an engaged user, for example, look like to you?
Oh, it's very easy. So for me, engaged users are users whose behavior could be influenced by our communication, our retention communication. In our case, those who view or interact somehow with our emails, pushes, and in-app communication. That's easy.
Mm-hmm. So they're showing interest, and they're not just showing interest, they have interacted with you. It's more the focus on users who show they're interested by engaging with you. And that requires also an understanding of what they're looking for. What tells you that in the data or in the signals that you really have not just a highly engaged user, but you've got someone that you can put through the funnel?
Yeah, for me, highly valuable users are users, I would say they don't need additional engagement from us. They're just happy with the product and they use it, and we just monitoring them. And we don't bother usually them with additional engagement at all, because we don't want to interrupt their user behavior.
So a little different between the two.
Yeah. And engaged users, they are not so happy with our product. And you should interact. You should send them some proposals, some offers in order to convince them to use our product for the first time or for the second time to retain them to our product.
Mm-hmm. And what works for you? What is that process? And also, is that a manual process? What can you share?
First of all, you should plan. So it's a manual process and more, I don't know, thinking process. So let me share, for instance, how we started. We made a communication matrix for main segments and unregistered users who just downloaded our application or visited our website, but they are not registered. Second users, second segment is users who registered, but didn't. Segment users who used to transact, but stopped. And fourth segment, loyal users, very valuable users who are making transactions with us on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. For all these segments, we made a matrix. We are planning what kind of communication and what time, what we are going to offer to these customers. Using CleverTrap and as our partner, we launched this communication to our users. At the moment, we have, I think, about 80 automated journeys broken for these segments.
Is that 80, I heard? 80?
80, yeah.
Wow, 80 segments. You automate it, but there's a lot of experimentation that goes on there, a lot of checking what to do and what to repeat, what to stop. That's something you learn from the user behavior. Maybe you can tell me a little bit more about your process.
Let's say, let's take users who didn't transact with us for a certain period of time. It takes this segment. After that, we narrow in this segment to users who didn't make a transaction to certain countries. After that, we fork in this segment to another sub-segments to use didn't do transactions for a certain period of time to a certain country. After that, we fork in this segment to another segments and dividing them to users who made one or two transactions for the last year, but stopped three or more and 10 or more. And we have a really big journey that is working automatically, sending very detailed and very personalized communication to these users. And it works perfectly well.
I mentioned experimentation. It's always exciting to hear, you know, what you do, but also what you achieve. What have you seen happen to your retention rate since you are basically speaking with people based on how they view your communication and when they don't and how often? So there's recency, frequency. What's the impact on retention?
Retention and impact of retention of oral communication is the most important metric for us. And I'm happy and proud that our retention rate, if you would compare users who were engaged by us and users who didn't, difference between retention rate is over 10%.
All right. So that's an impressive retention rate. Of course, you get there through experimentation. You get there by narrowing your segmentation after you see how users engage with you. But there's also these really interesting nudges and messages and things along the way that move users through the funnel. You're experimenting with things like promo codes, different engagement channels. What can you share?
So we're using lots of A/B testing and we use liquid tags that we have in CleverTrap. What is liquid tags? It's information related to customer profile or information related to a certain action, let's say transaction. And we're using this information from customer profile or transaction details in order to make our communication very personal. We are not saying just saying send money with PaySend once again. So we are saying to a customer, hello name, please repeat your transaction to a certain country. And it works very good sometimes adding personalized detail to email title could increase your engagement in times. Mm-hmm. And A/B testing showed us improved it.
So liquid tags are like tagging people based on their behavior so you can understand them in a bit more context. So as you said, it's not just do that transfer again. It's do that transfer again to your family or do that transfer again because it's someone's birthday. I'd like to hear more about how you build relationships and also a little bit more about you personally, Arkady, but we do have to get a break, but we will come back and we will dive into both these topics. So listeners, don't go away. We'll be right back.
Mobile Presence, sponsored by CleverTap, a leading engagement and retention platform, will be back after this message. Here's the truth you need to know about podcasting. The biggest problem you face right now as a future podcaster is the myth that it takes an enormous amount of time or effort to produce a high-quality professional podcast. Luckily for you, there's a solution to your problem. If you're an online marketer who really needs to grow an audience of buyers but can't do all the heavy lifting alone, then here's the solution you're looking for. Introducing the DFY Podcasting System. Here's what you get. 30 minutes of one-on-one training. A weekly podcast for you or your company. Distribution to almost every podcast portal. An embeddable player for your website. An ebook called How to Podcast, created for WMR.FM show hosts. And much, much more. And best of all, you'll start seeing results with the DFY podcast system within a couple of weeks. You're just one podcast away from growing brand awareness and engagement in your business. Log on to podcast.wmr.fm and sign up for a deeply discounted rate today. That's podcast.wmr.fm. Are you looking for the best in WordPress speed, security, and scalability? WP Engine is a digital experience platform for WordPress, powering digital experiences for large brands around the world. With easy-to-use site management tools and powerful do-it-your-way development features, WP Engine gives you the flexibility to build it your way. Improve your SEO and conversion rates with a faster site on WP Engine. Learn more on WPEngine.com. Welcome back to Mobile Presence on WMR.FM. Here is your host, Peggy Ann Sauls.
And we're back to Mobile Presence, Reimagine Growth, sponsored by CleverTap. I'm your host, Peggy Ann Saltz. And our guest today, Arkady Glazov, product marketing at Paysend. And Arkady, before the break, we were talking about relationships, how you work to understand your user based on their past activity. Just wondered, what is the relationship a marketer has to have to make this happen? I'm hearing a lot about the success of marketers is how well they work together with their partners. Tell me about how you as a partner, as you as a marketer rather, work with partners to keep the communication positive and goals focused.
Yeah, in my opinion, it's very important to treat employees of our partners like real partners and like colleagues actually. So we have weekly meetings with our CleverTap partners, and we discuss important questions there. For instance, the last question that we have discussed was how to make personal communications to users, sending and receiving money corridors. I said to you that we have 70 sending countries, 120 receiving countries. And if you have separate journeys for every corridor, you will end up with over 8,000 journeys. And nobody could manage it. And we have discussed how to do personal communication to all these people who are sending money to these corridors, to do it just in few journeys in order we could manage it and make it more technological.
Okay. Around how many journeys have you gotten to? Because 8,400, that would even blow AI out of the water. That's a lot to manage. But you were able to reduce it. Can you give me an idea?
Yeah, surely. So we can reduce it. We should transfer more information to CleverTap and to users, to profile of users, and use this information in order to build communication personal. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you've been able to not have to manage 8,400 journeys, but you have been able to be very effective in your personalization. As you said, you've got a 10% retention rate. Is that a 10% overall, or you've grown your retention by 10%?
Yeah, if you take users who used to get our communication and looked and opened it, and if you would take users who never did it, but all of them are active users, and you would compare retention rate on a yearly basis, you would understand that the difference between these groups of in retention are over 10%. And it's so actually it's our impact on our users, and I'm quite proud that we have such impact. And this level is really good comparing with if you take benchmarks in other business or fintech.
Absolutely. Hitting these high retention numbers is exceptional. How do you think you're going to keep it up? What are you working on there?
First of all, you should have a really good product, and your product keep your attention is very high. We started in 2017, and in 2021, lots of customers who made their first transaction in 2017 are still with us. Mm-hmm. And plus, your communication, gentle, personalized, sending time, yeah, it's fine. So you can increase your retention rate drastically. But if you have a problem,
I like what you say, gentle. That sort of means that you can't be pushy with your push, is what I'm hearing here.
Exactly. Exactly.
So that's part of what will allow you to be successful as a company. I want to talk about your personal success. I'd like to understand you as a marketer, Arkady, a little bit better, because retention marketers are different from marketers. Retention specialists are looking at something very different from, for example, someone who's trying to acquire new users or build brand. I'm not worried about what might keep you up at night, but I would like to understand what gets you out of the bed early in the morning and eager to start the day. What does it take to be a retention specialist and jumpstart that day?
Results and data. Mm. So first thing I do in my mornings is open dashboards, monitor our activity in retention in local countries markets. That's I'm doing every morning. So I'm looking at our results. And it's very inspiring to understand that we have results, and data will tell you lots of what you should do the next.
So it's opening up the dashboard in CleverTap, monitoring the activity, looking at what's happening in those local countries, all those journeys that you have architected. What's one myth that, if you could, you'd love to explode it about retention marketing? What could that be?
Retention is often connected to email, but mm-hmm. it is not. It is not now. Now you have to use all possible channels: in-app communication, retargeting in Facebook, Google, and messengers, and other methods. So mm-hmm. you should be with customer where customer is.
We've talked about how you would talk to marketers. Here's what you need to do. Here's a myth I'm going to bust. Our audience includes CMOs, marketing practice leaders, everyone out there in the industry. What are some questions that are not on their radar right now that they should be asking themselves or their companies, their teams, to better prepare for what's coming in 2022 and beyond?
In my opinion, you should be always be ready for changes, for black swans, rapidly changing. So COVID time showed us that this world could change just in a few weeks. Remember the story of Jared Leto, who emerged from silent meditation in desert, and he spent there 2 weeks, and when he's back, this world was changed. You know, lockdown, COVID, so everything is closed. It's absolutely different world just in 2 weeks. It's amazing.
So you bring the point up. Everything is changing so quickly. We certainly learned that. And we're ready for more change, acceleration, transformation, disruption. That's all you hear about now. How we're going to be resilient when we're reopening. I'm curious, how can one be prepared for it, at least mentally? If not a lesson for marketers, what do you do?
It's a very good question. So you cannot control everything, and you should understand it, even from marketing point of view. And especially, it's very important for your mental health. You should understand that you cannot control everything. So you can just sit and meditate and look and watch and understand. So, okay, and enjoy present moment. Mm-hmm. Not thinking about future, not thinking about what happened in the past. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's your job to see the big picture. It's your job, in a way, to understand what's coming around the corner. What are you most excited about when you look out to the future? Look out to 2022.
New countries and new localized markets. We started our local marketing in Asia region, and I'm expecting results this year. I'm expecting that the marketers there would mature and they would take responsibility and would lead not just their region, but others too. And new countries. So that's the most exciting thing for me. and we have good opportunities there.
Excellent. So I ask all our guests here because it is about retention. It is about the engagement that allows you to retain users. What's your golden rule of engagement?
My main focus and what I'm trying always remember. So just respect your customers and treat them accordingly. So say customers and they bring money to you and you should respect them always.
Arkady, thank you so much for being my guest here on Mobile Presence Reimagine Growth. Our listeners, if they want to stay in touch with you, if they want to continue the conversation, if they want to maybe trade some ideas or catch up.
You always can find me in LinkedIn. You see, if you have a product that can help patients increase retention rate or decrease cost of acquisition, just drop me a line there.
And of course, Arkady has shared his journey. That's what it's all about. And to help marketers and organizations drive customer connection results for their business, CleverTap has curated the latest presentations from the CleverTap Quarterly. So it's all fresh, all new, all really valuable, and all for you on YouTube. The company's flagship event offers insights around the state of the industry, CleverTap's latest platform innovations, as well as best practices from major brands. So listen and learn from the best all over on the CleverTap Quarterly playlist on YouTube. So check it out. And if you want to keep up with me throughout the week or find out more about how you can be a guest or sponsor in Mobile Presence, then you can email me, Peggy. Peggy@mobilegroove.com is also where you can find my portfolio of content marketing and app marketing services. And of course, you can check out this and all earlier episodes of our show by going to WMR.fm, or you can find our shows on Amazon, iTunes, Stitcher, Spreaker, Spotify, and iHeartRadio, all those great platforms that you know so well, simply by searching Mobile Presence. So until next time, remember, every minute is mobile, so make every minute count. Keep well, stay safe, and we'll see you soon.
The opinions expressed on this CannabisRadio.com program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of CannabisRadio.com. Any rebroadcast, republication, or retransmission of this program without proper consent is prohibited.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.